Hey folks, Ed Boston from DTRT Wrestling News here with a vocal, audio, whatever we want to call it, recap of SummerSlam from last night. SummerSlam being the WWE's big event of the summer. We had several good matches, and I wanted to start this off by giving a shout out to DTRT Wrestling's very own Vanessa. She was able to attend Access on Saturday. Got to meet her childhood idol, Lita. Had pictures taken with her. She had pictures taken with numerous WWE superstars. Seen a video with her and AJ. Big E Langston was there with them. I'll just let you go to DTRTWrestling.com. And check out all of the picture profiles, videos. They are all worth your time. So, Vanessa, if you're going to listen to this, God bless you for what you were able to accomplish, and thank you for all you do for DTRT Wrestling. Let's take a look at the outcome of the event last night. In the kickoff match, Rob Van Dam got the win over the United States champion Dean Ambrose. However, the win was by DQ, and that left Ambrose with his United States title. If you're a follower of Total Divas, you probably were intrigued by the next match. Natalya defeated Brie Bella. Good for Natalya. She seems to get the short end of the stick on a regular basis, and we're glad to see her come up with not just a match, but a match and a victory at SummerSlam. Cody Rhodes defeated Damian Sandow, and I remember last night seeing a quote, I believe from our very own Trevor, that Cody and Damian worked together as enemies better than they did as partners. That kind of describes the quality of the match, and congratulations go out to Cody Rhodes for defeating Damian Sandow. Dolph Ziggler and Caitlin defeated Big E Langston and AJ Lee. What do we got in store for that? More to come, I'm sure. The next match, a Ring of Fire match. I want to give kudos and a shout out to Kane for helping put over the new guy, Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt defeating Kane in the Ring of Fire match. World Heavyweight Championship match was Brock Lesnar defeating CM Punk. Got ahead of myself. World Heavyweight Championship match, Alberto Del Rio defeating Christian. And I guess I gave away the next match as well. Brock Lesnar defeated CM Punk in a no DQ match. An amazing match. I don't think I have ever seen the number of times posted on Twitter the word awesome and the words match of the year. Both competitors, along with Paul Heyman, put on an amazing show. And I have a feeling tonight on Raw, CM Punk is not going to let things die easily. Finally, in the WWE Championship match, Daniel Bryan. Yes, that's right. Daniel Bryan defeated WWE Champion John Cena. And I hesitate and pause, because after the match, we saw a heel turn. No, it wasn't John Cena. And no, it wasn't Daniel Bryan. The heel turn came in the form of the special guest referee, none other than Triple H, who gave Daniel Bryan a pedigree, waved Randy Orton in, to cash in his Money in the Bank contract, and Orton defeated Bryan and left SummerSlam the new WWE champion. So as briefly as it was, Daniel Bryan did hold the WWE gold. Again, tonight on Raw, what is the reaction going to be to Triple H? Because the fans were firmly behind Daniel Bryan. We also know that when somebody gets screwed out of a match in the way that Daniel Bryan did, and they are also a fan favorite, puts a lot of heat on the other side, this time being Triple H and Randy Orton. So Raw ought to be an excellent program tonight. And so there you have it, a recap of SummerSlam 2013. Good job, WWE. Good job, DTRT staff. And thanks for listening. Now go ahead and do the right thing.